The question for today is, who was Melchizedek? Melchizedek is actually a title or designation of honor. It is a position or office that has to be filled by a worthy candidate. Hebrews 7 verse 2 labels Melchizedek the King of Righteousness and King of Peace. Think of it. Jesus himself said, "There is none good but one, that is God." Matthew 19 verse 17. None can be righteous but God, Christ in person. Note too that this man was King of Peace. Salem, from which Jerusalem was named, means peace. And remember, Jesus is called the Prince of Peace, Isaiah 9 verse 6. No human being could be King of Peace. The first six verses of Hebrews 7 begin the process of comparing the two priesthoods, the Levitical and the Melchizedek, making it plain that Melchizedek could be none other than Christ himself. Observe further in Hebrews 7 verse 3, Melchizedek was without mother, without father, without descent, or as the Phillips translation renders it, he had no father or mother and no family tree. He was not born as human beings are. He was without human father and mother. This does not mean that Melchizedek's record of birth was simply lost or misplaced. Melchizedek had no such genealogy because he was not an ordinary mortal. He had no descent or pedigree from another, but was self-existent. Notice Paul's own inspired interpretation of this fact. Having neither beginning of days nor end of life. Hebrews 7 verse 3. Therefore he has always existed from eternity. He was not even created like angels. He is eternally self-existing, and that is true only of God, not humanity. God only has immortality. 1 Timothy 6, verse 14 to 16. Hebrews 5, verse 5 removes any doubt. So also Christ glorified not himself to be made a high priest, but he, God the Father, that said unto him, "You are my son, today I have begotten you." As he says also in another place, "You are a priest for ever after the order of Melchizedek." Verses 5 and 6. The Moffat translation renders it, "with the rank of Melchizedek." Christ held the rank of Melchizedek even back when he received tithes from Abraham during the times of the patriarchs. This priesthood was superior to the priesthood of the Levites because it was Jesus Christ himself. Christ is the mediator of a better covenant based upon better promises. Hebrews 8 verse 6. Some people have stumbled on the statement that Melchizedek has no end of life. They contend that since Christ died, he had an end of life. If that be true, then Christ is still dead. But Christ is not dead, he is alive today. It was not possible for Christ to be held by death. Acts 2 verse 24. Christ would never have fulfilled his office of high priest if he had not died for the sins of the people and risen again. It is the function of the high priest to lead the way to salvation. Notice too, in Hebrews 7 verse 3, this Melchizedek abides a priest continually. This scripture reveals Melchizedek abides, that is, still abides, remains permanently, continually, a priest. God the Father is not the priest of God, but Christ the Son is. The Apostle Paul, writes shortly after Jesus ascended to heaven as our high priest, stated that even then Melchizedek abides, meaning does now abide, a priest continually. The Moffat translation says that Melchizedek, resembling God's Son, continues to be priest permanently. Upon close examination of Scripture, it becomes abundantly clear that Melchizedek and Christ are one and the same person.